Absolutely. You know, it's a technical game. You know, every man, has an assignment, has something they need to get done in order for the defense to be successful. Obviously, we failed at that tremendously today, especially in the run game. They ran one play, inside read, inside zone all day, read play. Couldn't stop it. We didn't have an answer for it, for whatever reason. If there's a guy that's supposed to be on the quarterback and to be on the back, taking a dive at all times, it just seemed like if one guy did the job right, the next guy did the job wrong. And, we just got to get better from it. We have to get better from it. Scheme-wise, players being accountable for their job and doing their responsibility and not worrying about anything else. And just, just being more physical, playing beyond the X's and O's. I think first half, I think we did okay. The second half, was very poor. I think it's a little bit worse than embarrassing. I've been playing this game for 10 years, and I've never had anyone run for 350 rushing yards on me. No matter how bad or good of a team we've been, it's extremely frustrating. You gotta get better. There's no ifs, ands, and buts about it. There's no excuses. We have to get better. Everyone, players, coaches, we have to find an answer, because right now, whatever we're doing, the answer's not there. But, we have to stick together, as a team, keep believing. That's what this game is about. We don't hang our heads. We don't give up. We never give up, no matter how good or how bad times may get. And just keep pushing forward, that's about it. Absolutely. And, I think he's absolutely right. It's a combination of being out physical, playing technique assignment football, and just wanting to make that play. Our defense is based upon everyone doing their job, doing their assignment. And, what you saw today, especially in the second half, you saw a clear-cut case of that not taking place. As a defense, and you can't have that. You can't have that, especially in our defensive scheme, because you will get handled. Just the way we did in the second half. We got handled. There's no way about it. We didn't get one stop. We didn't do anything right. In the second half.
Is that a function of guys pressing as a defense?
What do you think? No, every defense press. Every defense, we go hard. That's what a defense is about. It's about hard-nosed football. Like I say, it's about, guys, if you have an assignment, you do your job. It's that simple. You can't beat yourself in this league. And we've been doing that for quite some time now. If you have the dive, take the dive. If you have a quarterback, take the quarterback. To be honest with you, I don't know what it is. As a player, when I go out on the field, there's only so much you can see. We all have a responsibility to do. My coaches told me this week, in trail, I know it's hard because I've had to wear so many hats. Just go out there and just do your job. Be the best player you can be. I think I did a great job of doing that today. I was in the right place at the right time. And, I think we did a great job communicating on the back end. But, when they're running that ball and they're gashing you like that, we didn't have an answer for it for whatever reason. Whether it was guys, not doing their job or, not coming over and being in the place where they're supposed to be, not taking the quarterback. They ran the same play all day.
Is that a function of the
they ran the same play all day long. So you just got to get better. I think the first half, man, I think we went out there and we played Giants football the way it's supposed to be played. You know, like we say, they're going to make some plays, but it's about overcoming adversity. It's about staying strong. No matter what plays they make, we're going to make a bigger play. You know, we're going to hang in there. We're going to stay strong. And I think we did that both offensively and defense, you know, in the first half. But for whatever reason, the second half, it just seemed like a total shift of gears. And, you know, I'm not saying that we didn't go out there and, you know, we didn't play hard and we didn't play with passion. I just think that defensively we didn't play a smart defensive game. I felt like we didn't have an answer for whatever reason, you know, what they were doing. And they won the physical battle, you know, in the second half. Who's questioning us?
Well, if he was talking about heart, some guys don't have heart. And that's a pretty big statement in a lot of it. Do you agree with that?
That JBP said players, we don't have heart? You know, I mean, as a football player and being in the locker room, you know, there's a lot of things, you know, a player may see that, you know, maybe a coach can't see, or a coach can see something that a player may see. You know, I don't know. You know what, JP. You know, JPP is his own person. You know, if he says it, you know, obviously he's seeing something. So, but you know, I think it goes further and beyond, you know, heart. I think it's you know, it's a matter of how bad do you really want to win. You know, how hard are you willing to dig in order to get a win. So that means, you know, throughout the week, your preparation. That means doing extra. That means studying extra. That means putting forth the time and effort to make sure you're doing the right thing, not just sometimes, at all times. And I think that's where we're behind the ball on this football team. You know, we have to do the right things all the time. The good teams, the teams that win, are the teams that are doing that the majority of time. And right now, you know, we're just not doing that as a team. So, you know, heart. You know, a lot of times, you know, some people just have it naturally. A lot of people sometimes, you know, they have to get it. They have to feed off someone. It's kind of hard to feed off someone when, you know, you're constantly behind. You know, we're constantly in a battle. We're constantly, you know, just not playing the way we're capable of playing. So, you know, like I say, some people just have it naturally. No matter how the game is going, no matter what's going on throughout the course of a game. And some people, you know, need to see, okay, this guy making a play, see him hyped, and, you know, then I'll get hyped. You know, it's just, this is a, you know, this is an emotional game. If you're not upset about what's taking place right now, then you don't need to be here. You know, it's embarrassing as a team. You know, it's embarrassing as an organization. And I honestly feel that we're better than what we've been playing, what we've been displaying. But like I say, though, then again, those are words. You know, action speaks louder than words any day of the week. And right now, our actions are not living up to, you know, what we believe our potential is as a team.
Do you think there are some guys in this locker room that don't care enough and that don't dig deep enough?
I mean, you know, that's not what we hear about, you know, right now. No matter what I think, you know, it's going to be my opinion. But you know, as a player, you know, a part of this team, I feel like we can all do a better job of uplifting the next person, trying to make plays, you know, make plays when opportunity presents itself. We just got to get better, you know, all the way around, you know, coaches, players. We got to get better. Right now, we're not doing a good enough job.